Mark's gospel is basically divided into two sections. In the first section, there's a kind of a building up of Jesus. He becomes more and more well-known and popular, draws great crowds. He does the work of the kingdom, healing the sick, raising the dead, casting out demons. There's a kind of a building up of his reputation and of his own self-identity and everything as a human being. And then in the second half of the gospel, there's a kind of a descending. He's on his way to Jerusalem to die. And so that rising and dying pattern is kind of exemplary for all of us. Now, since Mark puts this right in the center of the gospel, he's wanting us to pay particularly close attention to this truth. And there are two truths that he wants to tell us. The first one is that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Christ. And so you have the great confession of Peter, you are the Christ. And then the second thing is that Jesus wants him to understand that the notion of Messiah has very little to do with what you, Peter, and the rest of the world at that time thought it would be. They were thinking of a victorious general who would defeat the Romans and bring autonomy once again to the nation of Israel or something like that. Or it would be some kind of royal king who would take Herod's place on the throne. But Jesus says, no, the Son of Man must suffer at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes and be put to death and then rise again on the third day. So he's predicting his own death. Now, he calls himself the Son of Man. And Son of Man is a title for the Messiah that's given in the prophet Daniel. And so Jesus is kind of agreeing with Peter, yes, I am the Christ. But Son of Man doesn't just mean Messiah, it also means the human being. Son of Man means the human being. And so Jesus, in this gospel, is revealing who God is, but he's also revealing to us humans who we are. In other words, Mark is saying, to be fully human, you have to take up your cross. To be fully human, you have to be in Christ. Out of all the billions of years of evolutionary creation in which God is bringing forth life, gradually, incrementally, pinnacle of that creation is also the beginning of it, because St. John's Gospel starts out, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and in him and through him everything came into being. So the Word spoken by the Father at creation, or at the beginning of creation, is Christ. And now that same Christ, who was the author of it all, is the pinnacle of it. As creation evolves into higher and higher levels of consciousness until it finally comes into human beings, and then Jesus is the human being par excellence. He reveals to us what true humanity is. And true humanity is to be part of the life of God, to think like God and to act like God and to love like God. Well, we've said many times here that in the Trinity, love is the laying down of life of the three. That each of them, there is no insecurity in the Trinity. There is no self-concern in the Trinity. Each of them is so filled with divinity that they don't need anything. They're only givers. And so they're each offering their lives to the other two and receiving that same self-offering back from the other two in this dance of love that has been going on for all eternity. But the Son, one of those persons of the Trinity, takes on our human flesh and shows us how we are invited into that dance of love. But that dance of love is a dying and a rising over and over again in a perpetual motion. Dying and rising, giving and receiving, giving and receiving. And the only way you're ever going to be drawn up into that life is to learn how to give your life. And so Jesus says you have to take up your cross and follow me to your own personal Jerusalem, to your own personal Calvary. You have to be willing to lose your life in order to gain your life. And Peter says, oh, we won't let them do that to you. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. You're thinking like human beings do, not like God. But I want you to think like God, because your destiny is to be drawn up into the mind and the heart of God, and to think and act and love like God does, not just like people of this world do. And so the message of the gospel is always contrary to the rest of the culture, isn't it? Because the rest of the culture is always warning us, oh, take care of yourself, don't risk, don't make yourself vulnerable, be strong, be first, be a winner. Don't ever let yourself be a loser. Don't ever let yourself feel pain. Don't ever let yourself die. And Jesus in the gospel is saying, you don't know how to be human until you die. Death is life. The only way to be drawn up into that Trinitarian love is to learn how to lose yourself. And so the first way we Christians practice that is in baptism. It's there that we die with Christ, trusting that we will also rise with him. St. Paul says, are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? So that we might also have a share in his resurrection. Because once a person rises from the dead, they live forever. Death has no more power over them. Jesus never promised us that we wouldn't die. In fact, if he makes any promise, it's that you will die, but you will rise from the dead. And so unlike the rest of the culture that's always denying and pushing away death and pushing away the aging process and pushing away the decline and trying to pretend that it isn't happening, Jesus' invitation is, let it happen. This is natural. Everybody dies. That's the only way you learn how to live. And once you die and rise with Christ, you will live forever. And so today, we're going to baptize the newest member of the church, the body of Christ, who is going to immerse herself into the death of Christ in the baptismal bath, so that she might also share in his resurrection.